Good morning. This is Gemma Pepper with you on Hunter Valley Today. And joining me on the line is the CEO of the Hunter Valley Wine and Tourism Association, Amy Cooper. And we're going to be talking about this new campaign called No New Mines in Our Vines. Good morning, Amy.
Morning. Great to join you.
Thank you for taking the time, I guess, to explain what is happening here. So what is this campaign calling to do?
Look, this campaign's been driven by the Hunter Valley Protection Alliance and many local Hunter Valley wine country businesses and organisations. So they've joined forces to launch No New Mines in Our Vines. And the campaign is to oppose the establishment of a potential new coal mine operations in the very heart of the Hunter Valley wine tourism region.
And so then, you know, these new proposed mines, it's not so much saying that, you know, you don't want mines and it's not about opposing coal industry, but it's about the infrastructure and the mine itself coming into the, you know, the vineyards into near Pocolbin, really.
That's right. Look, so in the Hunter Valley, the wine and tourism industry has long coexisted with the coal mining industry. But the concern that we have around two exploration lease applications that have been lodged by coal producer Yancoal that are currently before New South Wales government for review is that it's really within the very heart in the Pocolbin Broke Forge area of the prime wine growing region, and we know that it's such an important viticulture and tourism cluster that it's going to have detrimental consequences for our very thriving industry.
Absolutely, and I guess as well then, you know, what impacts could it have on the environment around Upper Colburn too, because it's such a beautiful area, especially the vineyards.
That's right. So we see a number of, you know, potential risks with this, that both to the environment, to the landscape, you know, to the scenic beauty of the Hunter Valley, as well as that reputational risk, because people come to the Hunter Valley wine country region to be really immersed in a gorgeous, pristine country landscape.
And now on top of that as well, you know, tourism, wine, it's such a big identity here in the Hunter Valley. If these two mines were, I guess, to be built, it was that they were going to come to Pocolbin. What impact then could this have on any vineyard and small businesses around the area?
Oh, look, it has potential for huge risk and impact. So obviously the wine tourism industry contributes $631 million economically to the Hunter Valley each year. And at the moment, part of this campaign, we're doing you know, a survey to really consult and understand both with the local community here, but also with visitors into the Hunter Valley about what that impact will be. And one of the things that's coming out of this really strongly is people will just not come to the Hunter Valley for that wine and tourism purpose if there was a coal mine to go ahead right in the valley.
Absolutely. And I guess, you know, where it's being proposed, so to really put the record straight, this is going to be right next to where all those prime vineyards and small businesses really are.
Yeah, right in the middle of the wine tourism industry cluster that runs from the Broke Forge area through to Pocolbin. So it's proposed for the Brokeback mountain range that sits behind that wine country. So really quite in the heart of it and really quite visible.
And now, you know, the government as well, as you're saying, this has been proposed and it's under evaluation. What are you hoping that the government would do in this respect?
Yeah, look, we're calling on New South Wales government to reject these exploration lease applications that have been lodged by Yancoal, and we want them to implement protection legislation for this very nationally important wine tourism area, just like the South Australian government has done for the Barossa region and the Western Australian government has done for the Margaret River region, to ring fence the Hunter Valley wine tourism area and protect it in the long term. So there's great precedent there for New South Wales government to do the same. And the Hunter Valley, as you know, is a really iconic international wine and tourism destination.
No, absolutely. And on top of that too, you know, Hunter Valley Wine and the Tourism Association. Now, you did say that there has been some public sentiment too. Are you still collecting, I guess, data? If there is someone that is listening and wants to put their voice out and their opinions, is there a way for them to continue voicing that?
Yeah, look, we're very keen for them to either, we've got a website set up, No New Minds in Our Vine, so they can Google that and jump on the website and register their interest in being kept informed of the campaign. They can also jump on Facebook and find the Hunter Valley Protection Alliance on social media. And we are obviously pushing out messages that can be shared with MPs to create government awareness of this, but also provide their feedback to our survey.
Absolutely. Well, CEO for the Hunter Valley Wine and Tourism Association, Amy Cooper, thank you for your time with me this morning.
Thanks so much, Gemma.